Boker Tov, we're doing the laws of Shabbat, and today we'll learn about the task of Mimachek. So, one of the 39 tasks that are prohibited on Shabbos is Mimachek. Mimachek is when they would smooth out the hide. And so, after they would slaughter an animal, they would skin it. And then, if you wanted to use that hide, you would have to remove its hairs, and you'd have to peel layers off the hide, and really your goal was to get a flat piece of hide. So the task of Mimachek is to make something smooth.
Not just hide in particular?
No, we'll see. So in ancient times, people used to have shoes made of leather that maybe it was suede, I'm not sure what the leather was, that if you rubbed it, if you would take a coarse material and rub it, so you'd get little pieces to come off and it would become smoother. So that was an example of what was prohibited. We find other examples of where mimachek is prohibited. If you have fine silver, so fine silver is something which, as you scrub it, you can flatten it out. Fine silver is very flexible. If you were to take a type of steel wool and go over it in order to make it smooth again, that would be usser.
What about standing wood?
Right, so sanding, right.
So that would be considered Mozit Timachek and not Chote or Chituch?
Right.
Okay.
An extension of Mimachek is, Chazal say, if you take fats and you flatten them out. So, one of the examples is, in ancient times, their soaps were very coarse, and what you wanted was for the soap to be more gentle, so you would roll it around in your hand in the water in order to smooth out the edges. It should be more comfortable to deal with. So that's why it says they wouldn't use solid soap on Shabbos. The same is true with smearing on a cream, where we don't smear on a cream if a person needs to put on antibiotic ointment, or sometimes a baby has a diaper rash and you have to put on a diaper ointment. So then we don't smear it on, we dab it on. You're not supposed to do the act of smearing, flattening it out.
What about smearing?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Good question. So Chazal said that because they were concerned a person would smear, so Chazal said, don't put on Shabbos a cream with a bandage on Shabbos. Chazal were concerned that if you put on a bandage on Shabbos, people would come to smearing the creams on Shabbos. It breaks down into two prohibitions. There's the Doraita, the biblical prohibition of shmearing, and then there's the Drabanan, where Chazal forbade putting on a retia, a bandage with a cream on it. Chazal said, if you let people put on bandages with the cream, so they're going to end up shmearing on the cream. So if you're putting on diaper ointment, you're not putting on a bandage on the diaper ointment, so you could dab it on, and that's okay.
You can't rub it.
You can't smear it. You could dab it on. what happens if a person has to put on antibiotic ointment on Shabbos? They have a cut or something that they're concerned will get infected. So then they dab it on.
Not a bandage.
We'll get there in a second. They dab it on, and then they put the bandage over that. What Chazal didn't want was a situation where you put the ointment on the bandage and put that on the wound. That's where Chazal were concerned. When Chazal forbade a ritiya, a bandage, so if you were to put the antibiotic ointment on a band-aid and then put that on the wound, that would fall under that category. However, if a person has a cut and they or whatever they need, so if it's not a need, so Chazal forbade using medicine on Shabbos unless there's a medical need that warrants it. It's serious enough that it's mutar on Shabbos. So if it's permissible, so then you could dab on the cream, and after that you could put on a band-aid. The same thing, if you had to put on baby ointment, if you had to put on the diaper cream, you dab it on, and then you put on the diaper. So you didn't put on a bandage with ointment, you put the ointment on, you put the baby ointment on the baby, and then you close the diaper. Now, the fact that afterwards the baby ointment will get smeared by the diaper, etc., that's not your concern. You're not smearing it on. The baby will sit, it'll move here, it'll move there. That's not your concern. When it comes to liquid soap, so Rav Moshe held that if you want to use liquid soap on Shabbos, you have to add water to it. And then when you add water on Shabbos as you wash your hands, that's not mimareach. But most people don't go like Rav Moshe. Most people hold that liquid soap is, there's no mimareach by that. Now, in order for there to be mimareach, something has to be with a certain level of thickness. For example, we said even liquid soap, according to Rav Moshe, is the border of thickness. It has to be like wax. It has to be fat. What about oil? So there's no mimareach in oil. Olive oil, if a person smears olive oil on their hands, there's no mimareach in olive oil. Where people run into the problem is if it's thicker than olive oil. If, for example, there are oils that people put in their hair, which are really thick. So that's where Chazal said, even though I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about some kind of oil that's thicker than the olive oil we know, and it requires smearing, something like the level liquid soap. So there, even though it's oil, one wouldn't be allowed to smear it into the hair. We have many tasks that are not relevant to food. So when it comes to mimareach, that's not relevant to food. I'm allowed to smear onto my sandwich hummus or butter. The instance where there's a discussion about mimareach in food is if I'm smearing it for beauty. If I'm not smearing butter on my bread, but I'm smearing something in order that it should look nice.
Some women will smear avocados or something on their face for cosmetic purposes.
Right. What about if you're serving mashed apples, applesauce, or mashed potatoes? So are you allowed to smooth out the top layer so it'll look nice in the bowl? So that's a machlokas. Whether a person would be allowed to, you're putting mashed potatoes in a bowl, you want to smooth out the top layer so it'll look nice. So one who wants to be machmir could be machmir. The same thing would be with cream on cake. Sometimes people like to smear on whipped cream, smooth it out over the cake. So you're not doing it as a way of eating. It's not like smearing butter on your bread. You're doing it to look nice on the cake. So that too is a machloket, whether that's permissible on Shabbos or not. When you smear out, when you flatten out a whipped cream on a cake, because again, you're doing it for beauty. You're not really doing it for eating.
And yeah, it's interesting how beauty applies also to, without beautifying the person, it applies to beautifying an object, including food.
Yeah.
And it's a very common practice, especially in the